Proclamation number 8095 of 6th of February, 1962. God is in us. He is present to us. There is no greater gift of grace for you humans on this earth than that you are taught by me in direct speech. For then I'm present to you, and I prove my presence to you through revelations which can only come to you from me myself, who knows everything. Thus I am in you, for whether you conceive even a tiny spark of my spirit of God in you. My spirit is indivisible, and therefore you can always speak of the fact that I myself am working in you when this tiny spark of spirit expresses itself. And thus you will also be truthfully instructed by me, since I myself am the eternal truth. Thus you have to evaluate the reception of the word, which is therefore an unusual gift of grace because you, as human beings, are not yet in the highest degree of maturity which results in complete unification. Yet my love for you is exceedingly great and unusual help is to be given to you because my adversary has great power and uses it to ruin you. Yet I would not be able to express myself if you yourselves did not let the spark of my Spirit of God flare up, if you yourselves did not live a life of love which ignites the spiritual spark and now allows it to work. And you, in turn, would not hear anything of its manifestation if you did not listen to yourselves in profound faith, if you did not believe in my direct address. And this again presupposes the inner bond with me which now causes me to radiate my love towards you and to bestow it upon you in abundance. I always want to be in you and prove my presence to you. And therefore I will always address you as often as you allow it, i.e., connect with me inwardly and listen within. And then I will pour out a wealth upon you which will truly make you blissfully happy. I give you light in all abundance, I teach you truthfully about everything that is helpful for the maturing of your souls. I radiate my love upon you and my love gives you what you lack because you are not yet perfect. I have often already enlightened you about the working of my spirit and thus informed you that there are indeed limits to the human being's intellectual knowledge but never to the knowledge which can be gained through the working of my spirit. This knowledge is truly unlimited and yet it can be imparted to the human being by me myself, who is truth, who is light from eternity. But only I myself can convey this knowledge to you, and I truly choose the right vessels for myself into which I can let my light flow, but which shall now also shine far into the dark night. Yet this is rarely possible. People usually resist me because they don't let the heart speak but their intellect. But where my direct activity is possible, the ray of light is of such strength that it can and will illuminate many human hearts which merely receive it without resistance, which surrender themselves to the illumination of love and thus indirectly accept my address. 6th of the 2nd 1962, and this is what I want to achieve, that people lose their spiritual blindness. That they slowly come to realize again what they were in the beginning and what they shall become again. I want to kindle a small light in every person, for then he will live his earthly life consciously, he will ask questions within himself and these will be answered mentally, his thinking will be right if it is his desire to experience truth. He will know about my will and strive to fulfill it because he will also start to recognize the connection with me as his God and Creator. And increasingly brighter light will certainly shine upon him, for he opens himself to my illumination of love as soon as he only establishes mental contact with me, as soon as he relinquishes all inner resistance against me. I myself am in him as the tiniest spark of God. And he no longer opposes this presence of mine, and then I can also work in him. And I will also do it, I will reveal myself to every person, albeit in different ways, always according to his degree of maturity. But every person will be able to recognize me who only wants to. My ray of love will touch him again and again until he consciously opens himself and desires me in my love, which will then be bestowed upon him in all abundance. For I love my living creations and want them to become blissfully happy. I also want them to know of my great love so that they will reciprocate my love. But then the union will also be assured. Then my living creation will also have escaped all darkness, because the light will shine within itself, because I myself can be present to it, and then there will truly be no more lapse into the abyss to fear. Amen.